guys, Felicia here. So before we start the show, I just want to ask you guys to help us make sure that we're creating content you really, really want to hear, and make sure we stay on topics that you need help with. And we want to make sure we're giving you practical tips, tricks, and tactics that you need for your career journey and to get where you're trying to go. And so we have a survey that we would like for you to do. It should only take about 5 minutes. There's going to be a link in the show notes for you to do our survey. If you are on our email list, you'll also get an email reminding you to please do this survey so that we make sure we're giving you the best content possible, and making sure that if we have any advertisers, that they are advertisers that are speaking to your specific needs, and that we promote things that are going to truly help you and not just be for some commercial gain, because that's not what we're about over here. We are here at the Trill MBA Show to help you really, truly skyrocket your career in all the ways that make you whole and happy and healthy and prosperous, because we about these bags, okay? All right, let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. We're going to do something a little different today.
What is it? What are we going to do?
Actually, we have planned and plotted, and now we are working on our next season. So we have recorded these episodes ahead of time. We're also going to be taking a break for the holidays, but we didn't want to leave you without some dope career management nuggets.
Yes, I love dope career management nuggets.
Right? Can't leave, y'all. This is the time you should be rest, relaxing, and plotting for your career. So I talk to lots and lots of people every week, and I love talking about career. But one thing I realized that I haven't really been able to do is share some of the stories that I have been privy to, that I have helped people workshop, because it's personal, it's private, and also nobody's trying to get sued, okay? So while we are preparing for our new season in the new year, I just wanted to take some time and give you guys some client chronicles. So listen, it's story time. Get your tea, get your wine, get your popcorn. The way this is going to work is I have fictionalized stories, maybe meshed some of them together. I don't know, but here's the disclaimer. Names, characters, businesses, events, and incidents are the products of my rich imagination, commingled with my lived experiences. So any resemblance to actual persons living or dead or actual events is purely coincidental. And I stand 10 toes down on this disclaimer. So here is our first client chronicle. I want you guys to meet Tara. Tara is an ambitious Black woman. Tara is truly type A and has a no mistakes mentality. She works very hard, and she has taken to heart what we've all been taught, that you have to work twice as hard to get half as far. So you ain't never gonna catch Tara slipping. Tara works at Drink More Beverages, a food and beverage company that owns very well-known beverage brands globally. And Tara is currently a director of marketing, and she has a team of 5 people. And she's been with Drink More Beverages for nearly 4 years. Now, some things you need to know about Tara's background. She holds an MBA and has over 10 years post-MBA experience. And she's been working mostly for Fortune 500 companies, climbing the ladder. She is wicked smart. Although she did not go to a top 10 MBA program, she runs circles around many of those who did. So currently, Tara was pulled into a new director role, into this role that she's currently in. After not being promoted for some time, even though she's been running circles since she's got to this company, Drink More Beverages. And the thing is, the company has been going through these, like, not quite restructures, a lot of shifting around. Sometimes they let a few people go, depending on the leader. But most of the time, it's just reshuffling. And the thing I love about Tara, she's been super savvy, of course, with my coaching, about building relationships. So she has effectively built key relationships and been able to ride these waves of change in the organization. And she's been able to effectively communicate her value and drive her narrative in the organization. So all in all, Tara has been doing a great job, even though they have put her through a lot of bullshit. Okay. The beautiful thing is, because Tara has managed her relationships in the organization and outside of the organization, and she's also worked to not only gain visibility inside the organization, but she's worked to gain visibility outside of the organization. She's been working on her, yes, her personal brand. I hate that word, but this is what it is, guys. She has been working on her personal brand outside of work, and she has really built a thought leadership type following, not huge, but enough for the organization to take note and to put her into position on their chessboard as a person that can be a spokesperson for the organization in the times of, you know, the Black stuff need, the DEI, all that stuff, which Tara gets the game and she's playing along with this because this maneuver is a part of her chessboard. So that's some things you need to know about Tara. Now, currently, Tara got this promotion to director and she's working with a manager. We'll call her Beth. She's been working with Beth in this new role. Beth is newer to the company than Tara is, right? So a little bit about Beth. Beth has extensive experience on paper at different beverage companies that have pedigree, as we say, in the industry. So these are companies who have big global brands, right? So if you saw Beth on paper, you'd be like, oh, this is somebody you should be able to learn from. This is somebody who has a lot of connections and knowledge and should be a good leader at this point, because Beth is considerably older than Tara and has been in the game longer. But some things you need to understand is that Beth, one, is a white woman. Two, Beth did not pick Tara to be on her team. See, because of Tara's relationships, Tara communicated effectively that she could possibly be a flight risk and might leave the organization. Now, the organization is already struggling with their numbers as far as diversity, and they like Tara a lot. She doesn't cause trouble. They would like to keep her. And so, to keep her, after putting her through the ringer of trying to get promoted in different roles, they pretty much, what we call, they threw her an alley-oop, and of course she slam dunked it. But why must she have gone through all those hoops anyway? Child, I will never understand. But she did her Thug Dizzle and she got this role. And she works for Beth. The good thing is, Tara makes it hard, very, very hard, for Beth to get rid of her. Beth would like nothing more than to get rid of her and hire somebody that's more like her. That's what makes Beth comfortable. The thing you need to understand about Tara and her situation, and the lesson so far in Tara's story, is that relationships are key. I'm so proud of how savvy Tara has been building these relationships in a male-dominated culture, because this is out of Tara's comfort zone. For as type A as Tara is, she is that much introverted. And a lot of people would meet her and be like, "You're an introvert?" Yes, she's actually an introvert. She plays the game quite well, even when it's difficult and even when it's uncomfortable. And the thing about Tara is she really has worked really hard to prove her value through driving her narrative in the organization. And she has the respect of a lot of senior leaders in the organization. Now, mind you, I said she had the respect, not quite yet the favor. And we'll talk about that. She has worked very hard to watch her mouth, and she pays attention to organizational politics. And although this is exhausting and time consuming, over the past 4 years, Tara has been able to survive all the shakeups. Now, that's where Tara is today. But recently, she has gone through a major restructure of the organization. Pretty much it was a bloodbath. And so after the break, I'm going to explain to you how Tara still has her job. You guessed it. I'm going to talk about her key relationships when we get back from the break. Hey guys, Felicia here. So happy you are riding with us over what is about to be a time where you just don't sit around and do much of nothing, right? Like you're just chilling. And I appreciate you for listening to the show. I do need to ask you for a quick favor, though. In the show notes, there is an audience survey, and I really, 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 really would really appreciate if you would take that survey. Why? Because I am working on bringing you bigger, better guests, better content. I need to understand what it is you are particularly struggling with in your career journey so that I can bring you the content and the knowledgeable guest and all of the tools and tactics so that you can not only survive, but actually thrive in the workplace. So please fill out the audience survey. It takes less than 5 minutes. I did it myself. It took me 3 minutes, guys, and I was watching TV while I did it. So if you could take that survey, I would greatly appreciate it. And also, I'll enter you in a drawing for some free coaching sessions with me. Don't you want to hang out with me and we strategize about what you need to be doing to make sure you're getting all your promotions, all your money? You know you do. So just fill out the survey for me. All right. Now let's get back to the show. Welcome back from the break. We're going to continue talking about Tara and how she built key strategic relationships that helped her ride the waves of her organization. So the first relationship I want to tell you about is with her first manager. His name is Oliver. I don't know Oliver's particular pedigree or education, but if I remember correctly, it wasn't anything to write home to mom about, right? Like, probably went to a state school. Who knows what his grades were, but definitely probably like pledged some fraternity or something, you know, Kappa, 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 I don't know, whatever their fraternities are. But he's typical frat boy bro, younger than Tara. Oliver was on a fast track and might still be on a little bit of a fast track. It's not quite clear. She doesn't report to him any longer. Here's the thing about Oliver. He wasn't necessarily against Tara, but he wasn't necessarily for Tara either. Oliver Amber was definitely always out for Oliver. And once Tara understood that, she could use that to her advantage. She could get information from Oliver because as long as that information was couched in a way that let Oliver know, one, hey, I'm in your corner, I'm on your side, and two, this information could help you and how you position yourself and how you are, then Oliver was always open to run his mouth and give Tara information that she could use to help her navigate her other relationships, like things that were coming down the pipeline as far as changes. So for example, if there were org changes, Tara could strategize with Oliver as she was working to get her promotion, her first promotion in the organization. She could really work with Oliver focused on his next promotion. And if she knew where he was going to be moved, then she could position herself with the HR business partner in order to get the next director role. Now, Oliver was a senior director, so it wasn't a real opportunity for Tara to get promoted into Oliver's role if Oliver got moved. But most moves don't happen in a silo, and there's trickle-down effects. So if you know Oliver's moving, then you know something else had to move, something else and something else. And so you try to troubleshoot and figure out, where can I position myself? Which leads me to the next person that Tara made a good relationship with, the HR business partner for her direct team, Susan. Susan's a lovely person, but definitely not here for anybody but Susan and HR. But we've talked about this, guys. HR is not your friend. HR is simply a source of information. So, in her best acting at all times, when she would meet with Susan, Tara would sow these seeds of, hey, I really love it here. Hey, I'm looking to grow my career here. Hey, you know, can you help me career plan? You may know some things that may be coming down the pipe. So Susan would help Tara and also give Tara information, which she would run back and tell Oliver. Times, if it was in her best benefit to tell Oliver. You can't tell Oliver everything, okay? You got to be strategic with the information you share, especially when it comes to changes. The other thing, she would work with Oliver to make sure Oliver was championing her in the organization. Literally, Tara would give Oliver the words to say or the email to send, and she would use Oliver to block and tackle for her because he was open to doing that. He was the type of manager, as long as it made him look good, he would do it. And so Tara was really good at positioning things to make it seem like everything she asked him to do for her made him look good. Very smart cookie. Now, the other key relationship Tara built was Black girl in HR to get the tea that Susan would never give, right? Because Susan's the HR business partner. And there's only so much Susan can really say. But then there's extra things that shouldn't be said, probably, that Dawn could tell. So, Tara has befriended Dawn to get extra tea, to share extra tea, and sometimes commiserate a little bit. Not a lot of complaining. Most of the time, Tara is just listening to Dawn complain, which is great. The other thing Tara does is she listens to all these people complain, because a lot of times in the complaining is nuggets of information. So again, we've got the manager, the HR business partner, the Black colleague in HR, Dawn. And then because she had eye visibility and she was working to make all these connections, she was able to get in front of Jim, who was at the time the president of North America in the company. And Jim took a liking to Tara, which was really good. And Tara would strategically bring Jim information, which Jim appreciates because he don't really know what's going on at that level. He just knows what his directs are telling him. And who knows if that's the whole truth or not. So Tara made friends with Jim. Now, this friendship is purely professional, a little bit mentorish, but the only reason why Jim was even engaging with Tara was because of some political and some, you know, the black shit going on. Because, you know, it was 2020, 2021, and Tara was strategically slightly vocal about the black shit. Jim also took a notice. And so there we have some dialogue and some conversations. But again, Tara's a pawn on Jim's chessboard. But Tara knows this. So she tries to work to maintain this relationship and use this to her advantage, which comes in handy when she's looking for her director stripe in the organization. And Jim put in some good words. And Jim also, because people had the appearance that Jim was like concerned about Tara and concerned about Tara leaving the organization, they made this role happen for her. But if she hadn't had that relationship with Jim, would she still be with the organization? It's 50-50. The other key relationship that she has is a friend of Jim's, Kevin. So Kevin is a senior leader in the organization and works with Jim and Oliver and, you know, good old boys club. Kevin has taken a liking to Tara and is a bit of a mentor, somebody that can be a sounding board for her. Somebody will give her the real from what he knows. She's also built this relationship. And this is key because not only is Kevin on her side, but Kevin also speaks man. And then Kevin also goes off and champions for Tara. So these five key relationships are not all the relationships Tara has built, but these are some key ones that have helped propel her to the position she's in now. And each of these people helped to drive Tara's narrative in the organization. And because there's information sharing there, she can work to think through her next career moves in the organization and, quite frankly, outside of the organization. Now, I want you as homework to think through, who in the organization can I connect with that will give me information about what's going on and what's happening behind the scenes so that I can have all the data points, as many as possible, so that I can make good decisions about what roles I want to go after, how I want to grow in the organization, what resources are available to me to grow in the organization, what business strategy changes are coming down the pipe in the organization, so I make sure the work I'm doing makes sense for where we're going. Like, these are all things that you should be thinking about as you're working to navigate your workplace. And Tara's done a great job. Now, after the break, I will break down how Tara is working to get away from Beth and the key information she recently learned from the major restructure that just happened when we come back from the break. Hey there, travel enthusiasts. Are you tired of struggling to find hair and skincare products that cater to your unique needs while on the go? Look no further than blacktravelbox.com. Black Travel Box is your one-stop shop for travel-sized natural hair and skincare products, specifically curated for Black travelers. No more settling for generic products that don't work for your hair type or skin tone. Whether you're jet setting to a tropical island or embarking on a cross-country road trip, Black Travel Box has you covered with their convenient and TSA-approved travel kit. Plus, by supporting Black Travel Box, you're not just getting high-quality products, but you're also supporting a Black-owned business that is dedicated to promoting inclusivity in the travel industry. So, travel in confidence, style, and grace with Black Travel Box. Visit blacktravelbox.com now and get ready to slay your next trip. Don't let your beauty routine suffer while you explore the world. And hey guys, let me tell you, Black Travel Box products are amazing, especially that body butter. Listen, I got a promo code for you. Use the code JETSET, that's J-E-T-S-E-T, all caps, JETSET. And you can get a discount from Black Travel Box because of who? The Trillest NBA. Happy travels, beautiful people. Now, let's get back to the show. And we are back and we're going to really learn some key nuggets here. And this is why I was like, oh, I've got to do this episode because Tara's story is typical. She works for Beth. And the thing about Beth is Beth's not necessarily evil. No. She's just typical. The typical white leader, woman leader. Tell you a little bit about Beth. Beth is an insecure white woman, which means she's the worst kind of white woman to work for, because any and everything you do, she will try to sabotage in some way. Now, is she doing this intentionally? I don't know. We don't know. She could be, or she might not. She might really just be operating out of fear. I'll give you an example. So Tara and her team and the other team leads on Beth's team, so Tara's peers, they're all working to get out new innovative products into the market. And so one day, Tara gets a note from Beth that says, hey, yeah, so we've got to get this new item in market by April. Now, mind you, typically it takes about 18 months in any fast-moving consumer good organization. It typically takes 18 months to really solidly launch a new product and have it on shelf in major retailers. This woman just asked her team to do this in 6 or 7 months. Break all the rules, just do it. Now, I don't know what's coming down from Beth's leader. The thing we do know is that nobody likes Beth. The cross-functional partners don't like Beth. Beth's boss doesn't particularly care for Beth. Beth is a source of chaos for all of the team. She's a source of rework. She's a source of whatever the opposite of clarity is, mud. She is the source of the mud. She is the source of confusion. And not only that, she feels the need to have to make the decision on every little thing. She's not writing the briefs, but she wants to have the final say on the briefs.
No.
And then tell you to rewrite and rework the brief, only to end up where you were in the beginning of the brief.
Oh.
Does she sound familiar to you? Because there are a lot of people, and I think that they have good intentions and that they think they're doing what's right for the business. But in actuality, they're just causing a lot of people a lot of headache because they won't get out of the way and let people do their fucking job. The thing that everybody is capable of doing, everybody on this team is highly capable, highly trained, been in the game, and you're micromanaging them in the name of Lord knows what. So the beautiful thing is, because Beth is the bad actor and she's running scared and she was put in this role, she came from the outside. She was put in this role to build a whole new team and launch these new products, right? Okay. You would think that you would sit back for a little bit when you start and try to figure out, okay, what do I need to do here? And even if the organization forced you to take on certain roles and certain people, i.e. our dear Tara, you would embrace Tara because Tara has been at the organization longer than you. She knows how to get stuff done in the organization and she can actually help you. But instead, Beth is so busy trying to figure out ways to get rid of Tara because she didn't hire Tara. It's so stupid. Now, the craziest thing is engagement scores have come in. And Beth's team collectively, engagement scores are in the shitter compared to the overall company engagement scores. But Tara's team has higher engagement scores than the company. And the rest of Beth's and her team are the ones that are dragging the overall engagement scores down for her entire organization. But go off, Beth. Be a hater. You got somebody who could really help you and really wants to do right by the business. And you spend your energy doing everything you can to make life miserable. Don't be a Beth, guys. So many shenanigans. But the craziest thing that recently happened is this huge restructure. And people were let go and it felt like a bloodbath and it was crazy. Now, Tara already knew. She ran it through her connections, figured out all the things, and she calculated pretty much that they're probably not going to let me go. But the hope was they're going to move her from under Beth into another part of the organization so she could rotate. And the hope was that Beth would be let go. Why? Because everybody hates Beth. They might not say it, but can't nobody stand this woman because you are trying to make everybody's life miserable with arbitrary things like trying to get a product on shelf and half the time or less than half the time. So you've got R&D, you've got insights, you've got finance, you've got all your cross-functionals pissed the hell off. So everybody was like, please God, take Beth in this bloodbath of a restructure. And knowing that Beth's boss don't particularly care for her either, you would think that would be a no-brainer, right? This is the most important thing I want you to know. Beth got to stay, and Beth got to stay in her role. So here's what you need to understand. If you see a bad actor and they live through a restructure, and I'm talking about a bad actor that everybody's like, this person is horrid. They acting up, they cutting up, they acting a fool, they making everybody's life miserable with stupid shit. And they get to stay. You then have to sit back and say, why? And so I asked Tara, said, Tara, who hired Beth? Lo and behold, Jim hired Beth. And where is Jim now? He's not just the president anymore. He's the fucking CEO. Yep. That's who's protecting Beth. So now let's think through this. Beth is a bad actor. The person she reports to didn't hire her. The now CEO did. At one point, Beth's boss and Jim, the now CEO, were peers. Jim got the promotion. So who has the juice? Jim. Jim's got all the juice. And who is he lending his juice to? Beth. Beth's bitch ass. Why? Because Jim don't know how horrible Beth is. All Jim knows is that Beth is great. She's lovely with me. Because why? Beth is playing her fucking chessboard too.
Damn.
So now let me tell you the most egregious thing that Beth did to Tara. Because of the restructure, Beth decided that London, Tara's peer on the team, was now going to supervise Tara and Tara's team. So I'm expanding London's role and she is going to absorb you and your team. And she's going to be your direct supervisor instead of me. And who is London? Another insecure white woman with pedigree who's a Stanford undergrad and Wharton MBA, but is not that bright, not that smart, and definitely a horrible people manager. And this is who Tara now has to report to for God knows how long. Yep. Why? Because Beth's a bitch, but Beth also wants Tara off the team. Even though she'll never say it, because she's threatened by Tara's smarts and every ludicrous thing she's ever thrown at Tara. Tara's always gotten it done and she's managing her team with a prowess like no other. So now what? What does Tara do now? What do you guys think? If you were in Tara's situation, what would you do? I can tell you now, the first thing I would do is I would work on building a bigger, better relationship with Jim. Jim has the juice. Jim respects me if I'm Tara. Jim respects me, but Jim doesn't know me. So now I need to work to really get Jim's ear. And when I have that opportunity, I'm not going to tell him about bitch ass Beth, because bitch ass Beth got Jim confused. No need to talk about her ass. What I want to do is I want to get Jim in a position where he wants skin in the game on my career. So what am I going to ask him to do? I'm going to ask Jim to be my mentor. Damn! Especially after all the things I've accomplished this past year. I'm going to set up time with him. I'm going to meet with him, try to have lunch with him. I'm going to, as much as access as he allows me to him. And when I do talk to him that first time, I'm going to say, hey, Jim, no crazy restructure. It's been a lot, but totally understand. Love the new direction the business is going in. And I really have enjoyed it here. Drink more beverages. And I really want to build a career here. And I'm hoping that you can give me advice and counsel and help me strategize on my next couple of roles and how to manage my career here. Because one day I would love to be the, and then pick something, you know, like senior director of blah, 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 or VP of yada, yada, yada. Because right now you're a director, right? So don't go too high, just a level or two above. And you want help with that for some day, knowing that you're trying to accelerate this promotion, but you're also trying to get the fuck out of there. Also, you're trying to get off bitch ass Beth's team, right? Okay. So you're going to ask Jim to be your strategy confidant and tell him, like, I admire your career. I admire everything you've done with the company. I want a career that looks like yours. I'm asking for guidance. Are there people you would suggest that I meet with and connect with? Are there projects that are coming up the pipeline you think I should help with or give my expertise to? Like, this is how you need to talk with Jim. But then also, you need to ask Jim about him. Does Jim have kids? How old are these kids? Where they go to school? What's their names? When are their birthdays? What's about his wife? Is he married? Is he divorced? Like, you need to be getting into Jim's personal and not on some creepy, like, you got to finesse. You got to be personable. When that small talk, you need to pick up information about him personally that you can put to memory. And then when the time comes, hey, saw you can rush to her soccer game. How's that going? Because those little things show that you actually care for the human that is Jim. You want to show him that you see him as a human being. And that you appreciate him, you appreciate his time, you appreciate his knowledge sharing, you appreciate him basically mentoring you. Don't use the word mentor though, because then that feels like it's an obligation. Say, I appreciate you for all the help and advice and counsel that you give me as I'm navigating my career. You don't ask him to be your mentor. You just come to get information from him. And you also come to share information with him too. So if there's some safe nuggets to share with him that won't blow back or blow up in your face, make it seem like, you know, it's good detailed information or you're confirming known information. Again, you got to remember, he's up there. You're down here. He don't have real visibility down here, but he got you. Let him use you in that way. Okay?
Okay.
But build the relationship, because clearly he has the juice. Because bitch ass Beth's boss can't fire her, can't get rid of her, not even in a restructure. And God knows she wants to. She ain't got more juice than Jim. Guys, I'm tired even telling y'all this story. Can you imagine all this navigation? But this is how you have to navigate your workplace. And this is how you have to navigate your career. You just got to get more savvy. Unfortunately, we can't just vibe it out and coast it out and do dope shit. You got to do the dope shit and you got to pay attention.
If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
You better wake up and pay attention. All right, guys. next week, I'll bring you a new clientele. It's going to be a sordid story about black-on-black crime at work. That'll be next week. But until then, if you have any help that you need strategizing for your specific work situation, hit me up at trillmba.com/coaching and schedule a time to consult with me. We'll work through whether you need a coaching package, or if you know exactly what you need, you just need 45 minutes with me, you can schedule a one-on-one with me right there on the website. So that's trillmba.com/coaching. Or if you have a question or you want to tell me your crazy ass story that you've been through, ask me about how you might strategize or how to build a relationship or how to find who to build a relationship with. Email us at ask@trillmba.com. If I don't have the answer to your situation, I will definitely connect you with someone that can help you. But again, that's ask@trillmba.com and just shoot us a note. Listen, we are taking some time for the holidays. We might be a little slow to respond, but we're working here and there, getting things ready for next year. So we'll get to your email. Just give us a couple of days. All right, guys, that's a wrap for our first Client Chronicles. I love it. I hope you guys do too. If you think this is a cool way to tell some of the stories and how to strategize and think through things, let me know. I really appreciate it. And until next week, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.